The Minister of State with Responsibility for Nature and Heritage, Malcolm Noonan, has described the setting of fires in recent days in mountainous areas as appalling and unacceptable illegal behaviour. The Blackstairs Mountains in the Minister's Carlow-Kilkenny constituency is one of the areas that's been impacted by gorse fires. On Tuesday, a number of units from Carlow Fire Service, drawn from different parts of the county, battled five significant gorse fires for 9 hours in the Blackstairs. Minister Malcolm Noonan, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
And you know, you and others, notably people in the fire department, you believe that this was a deliberate act, but isn't it also now an annual event and very few are brought to account?
It is an annual event, unfortunately. And I suppose if there was any blessing at all out of the very wet spring we had, we thought we were out the gap with these fires. But unfortunately, they're burning all over the country now. And certainly NPWS, National Parks and Wildlife Service, is out across the country doing aerial surveillance. We have additional boots on the ground working closely with An Garda Síochána Síochána to try and try and stamp this out. But and I would ask members of the public in particular, if they see them, to email Wildlife Enforcement at mpws.gov.ie. But it is appalling and it's causing huge devastation, notwithstanding the resource draw it is on fire services and emergency services. It's a critical time for our ground nesting birds, for snipe, for hen harrier, for skylark and for mammals as well. And it really is soul destroying to see these fires blazing.
Why can't you catch those responsible? Where's the surveillance? Where are the night patrols?
Well, there is surveillance and it's quite extensive across the country. It's obviously, as you can imagine, our uplands is quite a large area to cover. We do cover our national parks very, very well, and we certainly have had a good success in terms of prosecutions since 2022. Four individuals and a further three cases pending, and that may not sound like a whole lot, but to get a case successfully to court is a big undertaking. And I think we are having success in tackling wildlife crime of this nature. But I think critically important is the fact that these are a very small number of irresponsible farmers who are doing this, carrying out this activity. There are issues there in terms of the summary conviction and issues around cross compliance and the conditionality of land, which will impose significant sanctions on them. But I would really appeal to people. This is a huge burden on our emergency services. It's causing issues around water quality, air quality, potential damage to property, but most significantly of all, around our precious biodiversity.
And, you know, without at all trying to make excuses for what is happening, there are reasons, aren't there, why these fires are set? It's clearing away the gorse to encourage better grass growth. Is there any way of trying to tackle the reasons?
Yeah, it's as old as time. Burning has been used as a means of clearing land for grazing for a long time, but you know there is a prescribed season there from, and it is illegal outside of March the 1st to August 31st. This is well known, and there are no exemptions from this. Very limited exemptions, but critically important, I think that this is adhered to, I do think there's an opportunity that we've had good success in recent years in communicating and messaging this to try and ensure that it doesn't take place. But I suppose an opportunity was seen during the very recent dry spell to try and carry out this activity. But I have to stress again, it's illegal. It is a wildlife crime. And certainly we will take prosecutions if people are found doing this.
Do you need stronger penalties?
I think certainly what we find in particularly, Mary, in relation to wildlife crime, the courts are starting to take this very seriously and we're seeing the fines being upped, and I think that's most welcome. And we are in the process of reviewing the Wildlife Act at the moment with view to looking at issues like this, and I think that's important. But I think in the immediate term, our surveillance is underway. We have aerial patrols, we are using drone technology, and there are far more boots on the ground and really good working relationship with An Garda Síochána, which I think has been very helpful in our efforts to stamp out this type of activity.
Malcolm Noonan, Minister of State with Responsibility for Nature, Heritage and Electoral Reform, thank you very much for joining us.